Good morning. Today we're going to begin the sugya of Gnevus Das. Now, Gnevus Das is a topic that I generally avoid giving shiurim on. Because in general, when people are being over Gnevus Das, when they're fooling someone, when they're misrepresenting something, they generally know good and well that what they're doing is wrong. And to get up there and give a shiur, you're not supposed to lie or be dishonest. So it's very often it's telling people what they already know. It's really not much of a chiddush. That being said, that especially in today's business world, there are tremendous pressures for people to and tremendous nisyonis that people face. And what can very often happen over time is that although when a person first begins, he's very strong and very careful. But on the margins, he starts having nisyonis about a case. It's not really Gnevus Das. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. And over time, people tend to slippery slope. And therefore, it's important to learn through the halachos, to go through which cases are clearly aser, which cases are clearly mutter, and that'll be an anchor for a person to make sure that over time they don't get themselves into trouble. Now, Gnevus Das is really divided into two sugyas. The Gemara in Bava Metzia deals with Gnevus Das by Mekach u'Memkar. If a person is preparing goods for sale, and the halacha is about covering over defects, watering down wine, and various halachas as far as the items and the goods that you're selling. That's in the sugya in Bava Metzia, and that in Mirtz Hashem we're going to discuss next week. Well, what we're going to discuss this week are the basic cases of Gnevus Das, and much of our discussion will be focused on Bein Adam Chaveroi, not even necessarily in a commercial setting, but the more straightforward cases of Gnevus Das. Now, to begin with, the Gemara in Cholin starts with the following story. Mishnah says that a person is allowed to send a yerech to a goy. You have a butcher. He has a goy. For whatever reason it is, he's sending him a gift. There's an Isser v'lo'sichanim, but that's another shmuz. So the Gemara is medayik that when the butcher wants to sell his goy some meat, if he wants to sell him a full the full piece of meat, that he can do. However, if it's cut up, if it's prepared, if it's a packaged piece of meat, he may not send it to the goy. Why not? So the Gemara has a number of answers, but the one answer that we're going to focus on is because of Gnevus Das. Everyone knows kosher meat is expensive. When you send a yerech, you have to extract the gid hanosha is a difficult, it's a time-consuming process. So when the goy gets a present from his friend the butcher, and he sees it's a packaged piece, it's a cut-up piece of meat, so he will immediately presume that the yid, it's kosher, the yid prepared it as he would prepare it for all of his Jewish clients, and then because he likes the goy so much, he sent him this piece of meat. The goy will be machzik toive b'china. He will be under the impression that he was given this prepared and kosher piece of meat. In reality, it was the yerech was there. The person did not bother taking out the gid hanosha because he sent it to a goy anyway. So that is called Gnevus Das. You are tricking the goy. He thinks he's getting a major present. Really, it's not quite as big of a present. And that is going to be awesome. Now, over here we see, from this case, a number of chedushim. The first is that this Gnevus Das, it's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns the cases you sent it and you told him that it's kosher meat. Most Rishonim argue. Tosfos and Ritva and other Rishonim, the Rosh and other Rishonim say no. The case is you just sent a piece of meat, you did not say a word. You never said that it's kosher. But since a reasonable presumption is that if a Jewish butcher sends you a piece of meat, it is probably kosher. So the goy will automatically assume that this is kosher as well. Afal pikein, although you didn't say a word that wasn't true, simply because you sent it to him without explaining that it's really not kosher, the gid hanosha is still there, that is going to be Gnevus Das, and that is going to be awesome. So for Gnevus Das, you do not need any active sheker. You don't have to say a lie. Simply doing something that will be misunderstood, understood in a certain way, which is incorrect, that itself can be Gnevus Das. Now the second point is that by Gnevus Das, over here, what are you really doing? You're not selling the piece of meat. If you're selling kosher meat and you're really giving something which is not kosher, so we understand that's a clear case of some form of oinah, mekach tois, umum. The buyer is losing out. The buyer is not getting his money's worth. Over here, you're giving it as a present. You're not getting any money in exchange. Nevertheless, this is going to be Ganeva's das. As Rashi explains, he's going to be machzik toivo b'chinam. Because the recipient is going to appreciate, he's going to be under the false impression that you're a great friend of his, such a good friend, you're willing to give out this meat that you worked so hard to prepare. And since, in fact, that's not true, you're giving a cheaper present, that is Ganeva's das. So a person buys his wife a gift. Money's a little tight, so he skimps a little bit. But what he does is after he buys the gift, he gets a hold of a Tiffany's box, and he wraps it or puts it in the Tiffany's box and presents it to his wife. So he didn't say a word. He didn't say this is an expensive gift. He didn't say where he bought it. But simply presenting the gift in a way where she will be machzik toivah b'chinam, she's going to think this is an expensive gift from Tiffany's. Guess she doesn't know you that well. But that will be Gnevis Das, and that will be Aser. Shalom Bayis. So very good. So what you see over here is the Yisrael HaLzachas Toivah B'chinam. What's the problem? The Goy is going to be nice to you, so the next time there's a pogrom, he won't join? What's the problem with HaLzachas Toivah B'chinam? The answer, the problem is not that you're taking anything away from him. The problem is that you are being Goyin of his Das. You are misrepresenting yourself or your goods. You're giving him the impression that you're a close friend when you're not. So the issue is not what he's going to do in exchange. The issue is that you're fooling him. And although Shalom Bayis is very important, and so that means go and tag a buyer an expensive gift. Or do something real to create Shalom Bayis. But to create Shalom Bayis based on a fraud, that doesn't seem to, the ends do not justify the means. Wait a minute. Mishana Mishvil, okay. Mishvil Shalom, if they're going to be upset, there's something, and there is a concept of Mishana Mishvil Shalom. But if you want to earn brownie points, do it in a real way, not by fooling her. Avad, again, there are cases, Mishana Shalom, if they're going to be a machloikis, you're going to avoid, you have to avoid machloikis, there are cases you can lie. But the point over here is that it's true Shalom Bayis is important, it's true you have to work on having a good relationship with people, but it has to be an honest relationship and not based on a fraud. Now hold on, there is one heter, there is a Knesset HaGedolah that has a chiddush b'shem the domestic Eliezer. I didn't see it brought down anywhere else. But he says that if you have an enemy, if you have a soinei, and you want to be goyin of his das, so that you shouldn't be his enemy, he shouldn't be your enemy anymore, he says that's mutter. So if your relationship with your wife hit that level, so then again, it's like l'man ha'shalom, it could be, it'll be mutter. But assuming you haven't hit rock bottom yet, and you're just stomp buying a present, that would be ganeiv his das, and that would be aser.
In actual case, in a good case of the goy, is the actual
Gneva's das. The goy will never know any better. He will never figure out that the get hanosha is still there. He's not such a mumchah in kashrus. But the point is, you're being goyin of his das. Even though he'll never know better, he'll never realize. But the bottom line is, you're fooling him. You're building this relationship based on a sheker, based on a misrepresentation, and that itself is going to be aser. Now, according to most paiskim, the isser of Gneva's das is an isser doiraisa. The Ritva says, B'shem the Bali Taisvis, and the Smag and the Urayim say a similar concept as well. They say it is included in the Isser of Lois Signoivu. Lois Signoivu, the simple Peshat, means you're stealing money. But they add it means Geneva's Das, where you're fooling them, is included as well. Now, interestingly, the Ritva says that Geneva's Das will apply. We see from this Gemara very clearly. The Isser Geneva's Das applies to a Goy as well. Now, if you look at the end of the Pasuk of Lois Signoivu, it says voice, and it says ishba amisai, which means the iser is between two yidden. Nevertheless, the Ritva says that when it says ishba amisai, that's going on the end of the pasuk. When it's talking about being mashaker or lois chachashu, but on Gneva's das, on Gneva, the first part of the pasuk, he says that applies even by a goy. Interestingly, the Rebbeinu Yoin and Shai Tshuva, Chela Gimel, Ois Kuf Pehei, says that Ganeva's Das is to bring out the Chomer Hadavar. Tosefta actually says there are a list of either three or seven types of Ganevas. The worst type of Ganeva is Ganeva's Das. Because it's one thing for a person to steal money. He's stealing money. He's taking an item that belongs to someone else. But when you're dealing with Ganeva's Das, when you're fooling him, when you're giving him a Das Mutal, which involves Sheker as well, he says that's more Chomer. And Zakar Ben Yoyna, you see that it's more Chomer than stealing money. His Raya is that Gezel Akum is a Machoikis. There are some Shitas that hold Gezel Akum is Mutter. Now it's not L'Halacha, but there is such a Shita. Ganeva's Das by Yogoy, everyone agrees is Asif. So you see that Ganeva's Das is more Chomer than actually taking away money from a guy. And you see the Chomer HaDavar, how careful a person has to be with the Isser of Ganeva's Das. What? Well, the Ganeva's Das is not just an Isser on a friend. The problem is that when you do the favor to him, he will now be Machzik Toivo to you. Now, this Hachzokas HaTayva that he'll have is Bechinam. It's based on a mistake, on a fraud, and that's going to be awesome. Now, if you're going to tell me he has such bad midos, he won't be Machzik Toivo, okay, I hear the Shaila. But the truth is that even in a case where he won't be Machzik Toivo, now, let's go back to you're giving your wife the present, you're putting it in the Tiffany's box. So it's Ganeva's Das is going to be awesome. Now, you know your wife for a very long time. And you know, the one thing that's not going to happen is she will not be machzik toivah to you. So, is that going to be mutter? Or a simpler case, what happens if you meet someone? Is actually the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Daled, has a case where Rav Gamliel was traveling, and he saw there was a cookie on the road. It was right after Pesach. So, he picked it up, or he told the person who was traveling to pick it up. And then there was a guy there, he said, give it to the guy. They didn't want to eat the cookie because of the problem of Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach. So the Shaila over there is what happened to Isser Ganeva's Das. He's giving the cookie to the guy. The guy Mistam, if Rav Gamliel gives you a cookie, the guy Mistam assumed it was a kosher cookie. So what's the pshat? So the Ben Yoyada has a number of truths, and which we'll get to in a few minutes. We have to go through some of the heterim of Ganeva's Das first. But another possible answer is maybe Bishlam, if you have a friend, you have someone you have a relationship with, you're sending him your piece of meat, so did is Ganeva's Das, it'll be Machzik Toivah Bechinam. But perhaps a total stranger who you never met before in your life, you're never going to meet him again, he doesn't know who you are, perhaps there's no Hachzakas Toivah Bechinam. However, I think it's a mistake, because I think the Isser of Ganeva's Das is not because of what they're going to do in exchange. The Isser of Ganeva's Das is being Goinev Daitoy, the fact that you're fooling them. So if you're fooling them, if they're being that person must like me so much that he's willing to do this big favor for me, it's irrelevant whether because of that they will reciprocate. It's the very fact that you're misrepresenting yourself, you're holding yourself out as a close friend, someone who's doing this big favor when you're really not, that itself is going to be the Ganeva's Das. Now, there's an interesting question. Although the Gemara is very clear that is also to be goyin of das of a goy. What about the opposite case? Is a goy mitzvah in the mitzvah of Ganeva's Das? He's allowed to be goyin of das. So Zakhtar Sarah's a tshuva. He says yes. He says if the same way you can't be goyin of das from a goy, and we learned according to Rabbi Yoyin, it's even more chomer than stealing money from him. So then, if that's true, we know a goy is not allowed to steal. A goy is mitzvah on gezel. So if he's not allowed to steal money, then kol shkein, he's not allowed to be going to das of another person, either a yid or a goy, he will also be mitzvah in the mitzvah of Ganeva's Das. Now, based on that, as Arisa Tshuva says, you have to be very careful. You can't be over an Isser Lifnei Iver to put a goy in a situation where he'll be going of das. So let's say you're selling fake handbags. They're fake. They're knockoffs. They're knockoffs of it looks like it's an expensive brand you put in, and you're selling a knockoff. Now, obviously, you're going to have issues of dina lachus adina, of copyright issues or trademarks. Let's put that aside. Let's assume you work in China, where the government seems to encourage these things. There's no problem with dina lachus adina. According to the Sefer HaTshuva, you can sell this because it's lifnei iver. Because if you're going to sell it to, I mean, to this depends who walks in. If a woman walks in, she wants to buy herself the bag. Good. So she wants to buy it, no problem. But if you're selling it to her husband, who's going to then come home and give it to her as a gift, she's going to think it's real. He's going to be Oyver Geneva's Das by giving her this thing that looks real when it's really a cheap fake. There's a Isser of Lifnei Iver, even by a Goy, because the Goy himself is Mitzvah on the Isser of Geneva's Das. And it can come out according to the Hisaras HaShuvah that that would be Asr. And the Machzeh Avraham argues, Machzeh Avraham says that it's true that a Goy is not allowed to steal. That is when he's actually taking away a person's money. However, Zok the Machzeh Avraham, what's the Yisoid of the Isser of Geneva's Das? He says the Isser is not what you're taking away from the other person. He says the reason why Geneva's Das is Asr is because a person, it's a terrible midah. The fact that a person is trying to fool people, he's trying to hold himself out for something that he isn't. It's the midah gerua of the person that's doing it. It's not because of the effect on the other person, it's because of the sheker or the fraud that you yourself are doing. Therefore, Zok Machzeh Avraham Chiddush, he says it's an Isser bein Adam l'makav, not an Isser bein Adam l'chaver. It's not because of what you're doing to him, it's because of the sheker, the fact that what you're doing to yourself, the bad midah that you're, the way you're acting. Therefore, Machzeh Avraham has a chiddush. He says a goy is only mitzvah on mitzvahs of, or gezel, he's mitzvah because of what he's doing to the other person, where he's not impacting anybody else, where it's not bothering anybody else, where it's not bothering anyone else, where the isser is just his bad midos. The Torah is not concerned about the bad midos of a goy. And if the Machzeh Avraham argues, he says that a goy is not mitzvah on the isser of lifnei iver. Again, halacha maisa, I don't know, a goy never asked me the shayla. It seems to be machlokes apoyskim. But the yisoid from the Machzeh Avraham is he's learning the isser is not because of what you're doing to him. The isser is because of the bad midos that the person himself is having. So as far as whether the makar of the Yisr is, most places can be mentioned, as we mentioned before, say that the Geneva's Das is an Yisr D'Oraisa. The Smak does learn it's an Yisr D'Rabbanon. Now, it does need a little bit of a hesper, because if it's an Yisr D'Rabbanon, in general, we don't find there are Yisr D'Rabbanon involving a guy. Chazal were worried enough, were busy enough worrying about Klal Yisrael, they didn't go ahead and start making tzakonos to protect goy. So if it's an Isser d'Rabbanon, why would the Isser apply to a goy as well? According to the Machzeh Avraham, it's very gishmak. Because if the Isser of Gneva's Das, d'Oraisa d'Rabbanon, whatever it is because of the hashchasa of your midos, it doesn't make a difference who you do it to. It's wrong for you to be holding yourself out or misrepresenting yourself. So whether you're doing that to a year or a good doesn't make a difference because it's not what you're doing to him. It's not because of his loss. It's because of your bad midos. So this Machzeh Avraham would be a very, very geshmak pshat in why, even if it's the Rabbanon, it would apply to a guy as well. We will find, we'll get to a bit later, that there are cases of Geneva's Das which are not Dairaisa, and there are some shittas that hold, then Geneva's Das Rabbanon that it won't apply to a guy. Obviously, that will not be like this, like this Machzeh Avraham. So, based on this first case in the Gemara in Cholin, we have a number of chedushim. We see that Geneva's Das applies to a guy. We see it applies even though it's a present; it's not a sale. You're just giving away as a present. And we see, according to most Rishonim, that even though you didn't lie, you didn't say anything that wasn't true. Simply by sending it, because the presumption is that it's kosher, that it's prepared, that it's roy for a yid, that itself would be an isser of Geneva's Das. Now the problem is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so this halacha is brought down in two places. It's brought down in Chayish Mishpat and Reish Kavches, which we have in the Maror Mekayimus, and it's brought down in Yeridah and Siman Kuf Yudayin. In both cases, what it says is, read from in Reish Kavches, says the Ya'atim Hu Goy. Even a goy, you're not allowed to sell him meat that is a nevela becheskas shchuta. You're not allowed to sell a goy trade for meat with a chaz- when it's presumed to have been kosher. Yerdeh, it's the same lashon. So Mechaber says you can't sell a goy something trade where he thinks that it's kosher. As far as giving a matana, this is not discussed in Shulchan Aruch at all. And Adrab the Shach and Simon Kufiyot Zayin is medayik from the Mechaber, that the Isser is only to sell a goy treif meat when he thinks it's kosher. If you're giving him a present, the Isser does not apply. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara clearly says Gnevis Das when you're giving it as a present. So the truth is, if we look at Tosfos that we had in the Maamar Kaimis today and the Rush, although the Gemara says there's an Isser Gnevis Das giving you a present, the Gemara had a number of terutzim. Many Rishonim say that this teretz that you're giving the present that the Isser is Gnevis Das is not lahalach. And lahalacha, the Isser Gnevis Das is only when you're actually selling it to a guy. You're selling something to a guy, he thinks it's kosher and it's really treif, that's going to be an Isser of Gnevis Das. But if you're just giving him a present, there, many Rishonim say the Isser of Gnevis Das does not apply. Now, why not? So there seem to be two explanations. The preacher just says a very practical point. He says, when you send a guy a piece of meat as a present, the reason why he's going to be machzik toiva to you is you're his good friend. You're sending him a piece of meat. Does he really care whether it's kosher or not? Does he really care whether you spent a little extra time taking out the gin on Asha? So the preacher said, it doesn't make a difference to him. It makes absolutely no difference to him. He's not machzik toiva to you more one way over the other. He's just happy he has a steak. That's what he appreciates. And therefore, he says, in a practical sense, there's no hachzakas toiva, and therefore it's not Gnevis Das. It's a Gnevis Das which is meaningless. There's no difference between the two, and therefore, even though he thinks it's kosher and it's really treif, since there's no practical difference, he's not machzik toiva more to you, therefore there's no Isser Gnevis Das. According to the Parisha, it comes out, there's no difference between a Yid or a Goy. And this is just a very, this halacha is just a, this is just a very, just a in Metzius, a practical nafkamina, that there will not be Gnevis Das because he doesn't care. Other Achroinim seem to argue, and what the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say, and the Koivitz, and it's Duyken and a number of other Achroinim, is that no. What's the Isser of Gnevis Das Midaraisa? We said, what's it learned out of? Lesignov. It's a form of stealing. Zogt, these Achroinim, that you can only say you're over Lesignov when you're dealing with, there's money changing hands. You're selling something. You're selling something, he thinks it's kosher and it's really treif. So even though there's no oinah involved, you're not actually stealing from him, since you're misrepresenting a sale, there the Torah says that's an isser of lo signoiva. However, when you're not selling anything, you're just giving a present, there the Achrayim say that there's no isser midorais of Gnevis Das. Midorabanan will be osir, and we'll get to, there'll be many sort of many cases where there'll be Gnevis Das midorabanan. But midaraisa doesn't apply. And therefore, these Achroinim say that by a goy, this takana derab, this gnevis das derabanan, it could be they were never goyzer by a goy. So when you're selling something to a goy, everyone agree there would be gnevis das, but if it's just a matana, if there's no money changing hands, here according to some shitos, it would be fine. Now what that would mean is, going back to our case where you're selling your knockoff handbags, even according to the Machzeh Avraham, it would be fine. As long as the guy is not selling it to someone else, he's just going to give it as a present. So by matano, according to many poskim, there will not be an iser of Gnevis Das, a kopanim by a guy. Other rishonim say different chiluk. They say that the case of the Gemara is we mentioned Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but they say the only time there's an iser Gnevis Das with a yerech where it's kosher or treif is when you say specifically this is kosher meat. If you tell them that it's a goy, that it's kosher, and it's really not, there that's Gnevis Das, whether it's you're selling it to him, whether you're giving it a present, no difference. However, when you give it to him and you don't say a word, he might assume it's kosher. He might assume it's kosher because kosher butchers generally sell kosher things. But, on the other hand, why is the kosher butcher giving a goy a piece of meat? Everyone knows when you have meat, not every animal is kosher. There will be some treif pieces. Therefore, if you're giving it to a goy, and if you tell him that it's kosher, the Rishonim say it's going to be osur, be Gnevis Das. But if you don't say anything, and he just presumes, because when you sell to Jews, you sell kosher meat, now that you're giving it to a goy, it'll be kosher as well, there's no Gnevis Das. Since it should be understood that the butcher will occasionally have treif for things, and you have to do something with it, you can't give it to a yid, you have to give it to a goy. Therefore, the goy has no right to jump to conclusions and assume just because it's coming from a kosher butcher that it's kosher. And therefore, there will be no iser k'neves das because it would be iudata enafshei. He is fooling himself. Not saying anything, just giving it to him in silence, there is no presumption when you're giving it to a goy that it will be kosher. Now, if this is the pshat, it will come out again, that there's really no difference between a yid and a goy. In this particular case, where you're giving meat to a goy, so if you're giving meat to a yid, one from butcher is giving or selling meat to a yid, obviously the presumption is he's selling kosher meat. He wouldn't sell a yid tray for meat and be over lifnei ivur. When he's giving it to a goy, so there's no such presumption because goyim don't care whether it's kosher or not. However, in any case where in any case where the goy does care, where it does make a difference to him, according to these rishonim, there's no difference between a yid or a goy, and the Geneva's das would apply to both cases equally. Now, the Ben Yoyada uses this yisai to explain that gemara we mentioned before, that when Gamliel gave the cookie to the goy, so he says according to both pshatim it's fine. If you hold, there's no Geneva's das by matano. So there, he was giving it to him as a present. So that's why there's no Geneva's das. This was only if he'd actually be selling it to him. So the second shot as well. Rav Gamliel just handed him the cookie. He didn't say that it's kosher. So it's true if Rav Gamliel hands you a cookie, you have the right to assume if he's giving it to you, it's kosher. But if he hands a goy a cookie, why the goy has no right to presume the cookie is kosher? Goyim don't care. Chomesh olav pesach. It wasn't davar olav pesach. It makes no difference to them. So since it makes absolutely no difference to them, there the Isser of Geneva's Das will not apply. Now, there's another Gemara that talks about Geneva's Das by a goy, which is really an extension of this Machlokes. There the Gemara is talking about, nothing is changing hands. It's talking about, the Mishnah says that you can't be koyful shalom to someone who's oivet avoy dezara, you can't be koyful shalom. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista magdim v'yov lu sham. Rav Chista would quickly say sham aleichem to the guy before so that the guy wouldn't greet him first, because then he would have to respond with double inshallah. Rav Kana amr le sham amar. So Rav Kana would say shalom to mar. So Rashi explains, why did he do this? So Rashi says, v'yohi miskavim levarchoi, el liboy hoyu l'rabbi. He would tell the guy shalom lemar. The guy would presume that meant he's saying, he's giving him a bracha. And really, although he said lamar, which is a general title, in his mind, his kavanah was to his Rebbe. That's what he would do. Frek Taisvis, how can you do that? So Taisvis, it's Geneva's Das. You're fooling the guy. The guy thinks you're being nice to him, you're saying hello to him, you're giving him a bracha, and really, you're not. And therefore, Taisvis argues, and Taisvis has another pshat in the Gemara. What's pshat in Rashi? So the truth is, the way we just said it, there's really is machlekes rishonim, or machlekes, it could be lahalacha, the yisur gedev is das by a goy, is only by mecha chamemkar. It's only when he's giving you something in exchange. When it's tamay matano, when it doesn't involve, when there's no money changing hands, could be there's no yisur gedev is das. And that would explain why, in this case, where you're just saying shalom lamar, you're just greeting the goy, he's not giving you anything, there's no money changing hands. And perhaps Rashi holds like those shittas, and there will be no Isser Geneva's Das by a goy in such a case. Taisvis argues. Taisvis that asks, there will be Geneva's Das, even though clearly it's not Mecha Chumemkar, no money is changing hands, still Taisvis in Gittin clearly holds Geneva's Das would apply. That's a little bit of a problem, because in the Cheshvan of the Sugya and Chulin, it's really the exact opposite, but that's not for now. Interestingly, there's a Sefer Chassidim that has a case. It seems when people used to greet Goyim, they used to say, out loud, they used to say hello. And under their breath, they would used to mutter a klolach. They used to curse the guy. Zog the Sefer Chassidim, that's Aser Al Tzgenevas Das. Now, it seems like this should be telling this Machlekes. Taisus that says that Shalom Alamar, that Rashi that says that he really meant his Rebbe, doesn't seem to be worried about Geneva's Das, should be matter. Taisus that says, no, that can't be pshat, it's Geneva's Das, would hold that it's Aser. Nevertheless, if you look at the Knesset HaGedoyla, and there's a Tshuva Ma'ariv Breino, they say that no. In that case, everyone would agree that it's Aser. Because one thing, if you say something, Shalom Alamar, which is vague, in your mind, you think, okay, I'm talking about my Rebbe. But there, you're not doing anything which is an actual lie. You're saying a vague language. He's going to interpret it your way. You and your mind are going to think the other way. There, he says in Machlokes, there Rashi is matter. But if you can go ahead and say one thing out loud, and under your breath you're going to say something else, there you're saying the exact opposite of what you're saying out loud. There, the Knesset HaGedolah says everyone would agree that such a case would be asur l'kulei amah. There would be no matirim. It's only in Rashi's case where you use this vague language and in your mind you thought you were talking about your Rebbe. There's a tzad l'hakol. But if you're going to lehed, you go ahead and go and say one thing and under your breath say something else. That will be asur l'kulei amah. Now there's another case in the Gemara where the Gemara talks about it, and we'll get back to it later on as well. But the Gemara talks about when you're selling trade for meat. The Gemara says that what they did is when they had an animal that wasn't kosher, they would make an announcement that they have an animal that's for sale for goyim. And that the Gemara asks, why do they do that? Why don't they just announce that we have an animal that's a treifa, that it wasn't shechted right? So the Gemara says, if you made an announcement that we have a treifa that yidden can't eat, so no goy is going to want to buy it. It's not good for us, but it's good for you. It doesn't look right. No one's going to want to buy it. Therefore, you can't do that. But if you make an announcement that we have meat for goyim, so now if the goy goes ahead and buys the meat, it's not called kedavas das. Because when you're announcing this is meat for goyim, he should understand this is not this is meat that's special for goyim, because there's some reason why yid's not going to eat it. It's not kosher. So even though you're not saying it explicitly, you don't have to rub it in their face. You don't have to say this is a treifa. This is not kosher. Once you're making this announcement, this meat is miyuchad for goyim, or we have meat available for goyim. That is enough to take it out of Gneva's das. Now, as the Rishayim extend this, if you have a case where you have the yerech, the gid hanasha is still there. It's not cut up. It's a full piece, and the gid hanasha is still there. He says, even if you tell the goy the gid hanasha is removed, he says, there's no kenevas das. Why? Because the piece is in front of him. He sees good and well that the gid hanasha is still there. Why are you saying it? I don't know. I'm not sure what you're accomplishing. But something which is obviously not the case, where the person is not going to believe it for a second, he says, so there the Rishayim say, the issur of kenevas das does not apply. Now, on my way into the shir, where I stopped off for a drink, and there was a box of cookies. It was a packaged box of cookies from a bakery. It had the bakery name on it. It had the ingredients with all of the geschmack of chemicals that they put in these things. And on top of it, it said, homemade chocolate chip cookies. So this is a very good example. It may be sheker, but it is not Geneva's das. Because anyone buying a package of cookies for the bakery with the bakery's name on it knows good and well it was not made at home. I don't think anyone thinks the bakery owner's wife every morning comes in with chocolate chip cookies and they package it. So again, why they write it, I don't know. But to say it's Geneva's das, when it's on top of a package with a bakery name, that l'choira you will not have. Now another very mechudosh case of Geneva's das involving goyim is we discussed when we were learning, going through Hilchos Tzedakah before Pesach. We discussed that there's an iser to accept tzedakah from a goyish king. Doing that, it prolongs the galus, and therefore you're not allowed to accept tzedakah from a goy. Again, there were exceptions to it, but that was the halacha, the Gemara brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara had a story where the king, or actually the king's mother, sent money to a gabbai tzedakah, and he gave it and he gave it out. And what Machlokes Rishayim, but what the Ramah paskins is that although you're not allowed to accept tzedakah from a goyish king, if the gabbai already accepted the money, he had no choice. There was an issue of shalom malchus; he had to accept the money. What do you do then? So the Mechaber says, even though you accepted the money, but l'maisa there's an iser to give it to Aniyah Yisrael, you have to give it to Aniyah Yaakov. Zok the Rama, no, you can't do that. Because if you give it to Aniyah Yaakov, that will be Geneva's Das. The king gave it, gave it with the expectation that it was being given to Jewish Aniyah. If you're going to give it to a goy, to Aniyah Yaakov, that will be Geneva's Das, and therefore you cannot do it. You have to give it to Aniyah Yisrael. Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. Now, the Ramah is a tremendous chiddush. It means even though what you're doing is asr, even though you're giving out to Aniyei Yisrael, which is normally asr to do, because, or the other option, if you don't do that, you'll be over in Isser Genevis Das. The Isser Genevis Das is doicha, if you will. It overrides the Isser of accepting money from an Akum, and therefore you will give it to Aniyei Yisrael, even though normally that would be asr. Now the Mechaber argues, but even the Mechaber, the Taz has a chiddush. He says the reason why you're allowed to give it to Aniyei Akum is, he says, there the Genevis Das is passive. If you go ahead and sell something representing its kosher meat and really its treif, you are actively fooling him. There, by a goy, even by, it's certainly going to be awesome. But in this case, it's passive. What you're doing is you're taking the money, and instead, and you're not going ahead, turning around, and giving it to Aniyei Yisrael. Because it's b'shev al-tasa, he says, that's why the Mechaber holds that there's no iser. But even in that case, halacha l'maisa, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, Genevis, because it's Genevis Das, you have to be over the Isser, you have to give it to Aniyei Yisrael as well. Now the truth is, the Yad Ramah and Bava Basra argues, he says there cannot be an Isser Genevis Das, because he says you cannot be over an Isser because of Genevis Das. He says that can't be. He has a Chiddush, he holds his Genevis Mammon over there. But again, that's the Yad Ramah. Most poskim argue, most of the Rishonim learn that the Isser of Genevis, it's the problem is Genevis Das, and even though there's an Isser to accept money, Genevis Das will override. The Rebbe Chanan explains the reason why it will override is that the Gnevis Das is an Isser D'Oraisa. Accepting money from a goy, he says, is an Isser Medivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, the Isser D'Oraisa overrides the Isser Medivrei Kabbalah, and that's why even though it's Aser, you have to give it to Aniyei Yisrael. Now, just thinking, I don't know, perhaps Peter is Jewish, perhaps there's another pshat. There's a famous smag in Siman Mitzvah Laman Aleph that darshins the pasuk of She'eris Yisrael lo yasa av lo yadabar chazov. It says She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael, lo yadabar chazov. They won't speak falsehood. So the obvious question is that what does that have to do with She'eris Yisrael? We know you're not allowed to say sheker, you have to be honest. What does that have to do with She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael? So he explains, and he says he actually gave this Musar Shmuz to people who had just been forced out of their country by the Goyim. He says when the Moisa Mashiach comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeems Klal Yisrael. So we know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does has to be Marbik Kvoit Shemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems Klal Yisrael, what are the Goyim going to say? Zok the Smag. The Goyim's perception of Klal Yisrael doesn't come from their mitzvahs made out of Lamakim. The Goyim don't know what happens in the Batei Midrashim. They don't know what happens in the yeshivas. They don't know what kind of mitzvahs people do made out of Lamakim. They know one thing. They know how the Jews treat them or deal with them in the marketplace. And they know whether they're honest, whether you can trust them, or whether they're a bunch of ganavim and gazlanim. Zuck the smag. If you Moshe Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael and shows that Klal Yisrael is the Am Segula, if the Goyim are going to say, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked for himself this nation of thieves and swindlers, he said, that can't be. Mashiach can't come if people are going to look at Klal Yisrael, down on Klal Yisrael, if the Goyim's perception of Klal Yisrael is that they're a bunch of ganavim. And therefore, Davka She'eris Yisrael, when we're approaching the Zman of the Geula, there you have to be especially careful to go with Nim Ashuras Adin of Lo Yadabar Chazov, because if you are Yadabar Chazov, that Chil Hashem, that fact that when Mashiach coming, or the Kadosh Baruch Hu showing his Ava for Klal Yisrael, will be a Chil Hashem, that itself will be Ma'akev the Geula. Let's go back for a moment. What's the Isser of accepting Tzedakah from a guy? So the Isser is B'yavish Ketzira Tisha Berna. The Isser is that it prolongs the Golos. Because you're giving the Goyim the opportunity to have the Schus of the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, that's a reason why the Geula cannot come. If you're going ahead and we have this conflict, the Goy gives you money. You don't want to give it to Aniyei Yisrael. Why? Because it'll prolong the Golos. Instead, what are you going to do? You can give it to Aniyei Akum, you'll be over Genevis Das. The moment you give Gnevis Das, the Ein Lecha Siba, there's no greater way to push off to be Doicha the Geula, to prolong the Golos, because you're being Goyin of the Das of the Goy. And therefore, in such a case, it doesn't make sense to say that because of the Isra of Gnevis, because of the Isra of Yavish Katsira, because we don't want to prolong the Golos, I'm going to be Goyin of Das, because Adrab, the Gnevis Das will be Marich the Golos. And that's why perhaps over there, there are more paskins that you have to give it to Aniyah Yisrael, and you have to be careful not to be going of Das whatsoever. Now, this is all discussing Gnevis Das by a Matano, by a Mecher. You're giving a Goyah a present, or you're selling something to him. The next discussion, the next few cases of Gnevis Das, are going to deal with cases just Bein Adam Chaveroi. You're dealing with a relationship between two people. And what the Gemara says is, we'll start. I don't know how far we'll get. Gemara in Daf Tzadi Dalet says, Tanya Hayrav Meir Oimer, Al Yisarev Adam Chaveru Lisoid Etzloi V'Yadea Boy Sheino Soyer. You shouldn't go ahead and push someone and nudge him, come eat at my house, if you know good and well that he's not going to come. You see an old friend of yours in shul. You know good and well that he didn't just show up on his own. He was invited somewhere else. So you go over to him, you invite him, you come to me for a meal, you push him to come. And you're really only doing it because you know good and well that he's not going to come. That is Gnevis Das. You're pretending to be a good friend of his, you're pretending that you really want him, and really you're only being so generous and gracious because you know he's not going to accept. You have people when they make chasanas, so when they make their first chasana, a local chasana, they invite a certain amount of people. When they make their second chasana out of town, they invite the entire community. Because it's not a big deal. You know good and well that they're not going to come. So this seems to be this case, where you're inviting him not because you really want to invite him, you're inviting him simply because you know that he's not going to come. Now the truth is, this case is not so simple. Because the case over here is, Al Yisarev Odom L'Chaveru. You shouldn't push him. The next case is, you shouldn't be marbe, you shouldn't send excessive presents to him. You know he doesn't accept presents, and you keep on stopping him, you keep on trying. So what the medayik that it says, you can't be marbe. So Zok de Ben Yoyoda and the Torah Chaim, you want to offer once that you can do. Offering someone a present once, giving him an invitation, that's a normal social thing to do, even though you know he probably won't accept it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not Gnevis Das. It's when you start doing it excessively, you keep on pestering him, please come, please come, please come. At that point, you're putting on this show that you really care about him coming. So if you're doing this only because in the back of your mind you know he has a conflict, there's no way he's going to come, that's going to be awesome. But just that one, asking him once, giving him that invitation, which is the social norm, you're not going over the top. There, the Torah Chaim says that is not an Isser Gnevis Das, and that you can do. Going back to if you're sending out an invitation, there, number one, you're just sending the invitation once. You're not calling him and pestering him. And second of all, you're sending him an invitation to an out of town chasana. Everyone knows good and well what an invitation to an out-of-town chasana is. It means, I remember you, I'm saying hi, I'm sending to you, I know good and well you're not going to come. It's only in this case in the Gemara where you're asking him or you're pushing him, come, come, come. And as far as he knows, it's a sincere offer that you expect him to come. He happens not to want to. Or he happens to have a conflict which he doesn't know that you know about. So there it's a question of Gnevis Das, because you're holding yourself out in a way which isn't true. But when you're just sending the invitation where it says clearly it's an out-of-town wedding, he knows it, you know it, no one's fooling anybody, that case, l'chayr, would be mutter l'kulayam. Now, there are many other halachas really stopping in the middle. If anyone has any shayos of Gnevis Das over the next 7 days, please don't paskin, wait until the next year. But as we're going to see, there are a number of very interesting heterim and exceptions to Gnevis Das, which Shemitz Hashem will cover next week.